Welcome to the Hacking Happy podcast, a podcast designed to arm you with the tools and experiments that enable you to define happiness on your terms and inject more of it into each day. I'm your host, Penny Lacasso. I'm the world's first happiness hacker, and I have a bold mission. A mission to teach 10 million humans how to realize happiness on their terms by 2025. So, if you're ready to ignite your self-belief and inject more of what makes you feel good into each day, let's get started.
Hello, friends. Welcome to 2022. I'm laughing because I'm sitting in my dad's walk-in wardrobe, which sounds a bit weird. But if I'm honest, my confession is this. I'm integrating the beautiful holiday vibes that I've had over the last month into my workday by deciding to take a spontaneous trip up to Burleigh Heads to hang out with my 80-year-old dad, who's just recently recovered from COVID. Thus, sitting in the wardrobe was the best space from a sound perspective that I could find to record this podcast. Ah, the life of the digital nomad when it's reactivated post-lockdowns, hey? Okay, let's get down to the first podcast episode for the year. So again, another huge warm welcome to 2022. I wonder, are you back at work? How's this year feeling for you? Maybe you just need to take a moment and just sigh it all out. There is something magical about a new year, something that gives us that mojo to want to shift gears into perhaps what I like to call freedom mode. I wonder if you find yourself saying things like, this year is going to be different, or perhaps more similar to what I say, fuck it, I'm not going to do life this way anymore. Now, both of these in theory, these ideas sound amazing. But I wonder if when you strip back the layers on this idea of making big change in 2022, the reality starts to sink in. That internal chatter that is all too familiar and so very loud and sprinkled with I'm not readies. I have no idea where to start. And damn, what if I fail? Ah, I know that conversation. I know it all too well. Because when I started out many years ago as an entrepreneur, I think we're talking, time actually flies. We're talking like 7 years ago now. So when I started out 7 years ago, I used to have that, I still do, that internal dialogue, but it's not as loud as it used to be. I've managed to tame the beast. I used to wake at night in those early days with those exact thoughts in my head, you know, of I'm not ready. I have no idea where to start. Who am I to think I can do this? And it would always happen around the same time, about 2 a.m. My brain would whir with all these reasons why I shouldn't or I couldn't. And it was exhausting. I later learned that our brains have a predisposition to the negative. It's related to how we've survived as a species, because the reality is we are programmed to look for threats in order to minimize the risk of harm or danger to ourselves. Now, it's this understanding, which is exactly the reason why all those years ago, I didn't let that inner voice stop me from stepping towards the life I longed for. Because if I did, there's no way I would have filled in the last 7 years with the magical roller coaster ride that I've had and this somewhat unique life that I now get to live, which is more by design than by default. Now, I didn't let that inner voice stop me. And today I want to say to you, I don't want that inner voice to stop you. I don't want it to stop you from this wholehearted inner calling that perhaps you're feeling to make change in 2022. And that's why in today's podcast, the very first one for 2022, I'm not going to go through ground plans for 2022 or goal setting or big lofty visions. Not doing any of that. Instead, I'm going to help you start simple, because for so many of us, just the idea of change can feel extremely overwhelming to the point that it holds us back. My intention today is to help you ground yourself in the very first foundational step to change. And that step is awareness, because without awareness, there can be no change. Cultivating a greater depth of awareness enables you to expose the small actionable steps that progress you closer to where you want to be. Hey there, thought I'd just press pause for a moment and ask you a question. I wonder if, like I used to, you use work as a form of escapism to avoid feelings that bubble under the surface and whisper to you constantly, "This is not the life I want to live." But what if it doesn't have to be this way? What if I told you you could bounce out of bed feeling confident in your path because you know what action to take to feel aligned and in motion with the life you long for? If you'd like to do this year differently, shift gears into freedom mode, let your priorities drive your time, not the other way around, feel courageous and confident in uncertainty and holistically supported on the journey, Flourish Forward Coaching might be right for you. Go to flourishforwardcoaching.com to book a discovery call today. So let's get to it. How often, my friends, do you stop, take a breath, and reflect on what during your day made you feel good and what influence you had on making those feel-good moments occur? Someone I'm a huge fan of, forefather of positive psychology, Martin Seligman, he and his colleagues a little while back discovered that noting and recording three good things that you experienced in your day, along with why they occurred and what specific influence you had on making them happen, can significantly increase your happiness and reduce levels of depression. I mean, who doesn't want that? What's even more remarkable is that this positive impact as a result of undertaking this really simple experiment on a daily basis for 1 week, the positive impact associated, this greater happiness and lower levels of depression, through research, was found to last for 6 months after the experiment had been undertaken. For those of you who, like me, who love your research and making sure that everything is scientifically founded, this particular piece of research and these findings have been subsequently replicated by Martin Seligman's peers. Now, I decided after reading Seligman's book Flourish over the holiday period that I would have a play with this interesting, simple experiment and then share with you the impact that it had. So that's what I'm going to do. Oh, where do we start? Firstly, I have loved doing this exercise, this experiment. It's certainly become one of the simplest and most impactful things that I've done, I'd say, in the last year. So I've loved it so much that after 6 weeks of writing down every day three good things, I think I can honestly now call it a habit. It's become a core part of my evening journaling practice. The benefits of this beautiful little exercise of three good things have been significant. Taking a 5-minute moment of inflection at the close of the day makes you realize no matter how shitty things feel, there is goodness. And often there is a lot of it in each and every day if you look for it hard enough. This simple practice has helped me understand the consistent themes of what makes me feel good. Do you know what makes you feel good? For me, it was things like swimming or being near water, listening to my body if I needed to move or if I needed a rest, like take a nana nap in the middle of the day. Another theme that came up consistently was human connection, how eating nutritionally charged food made me feel amazing, how being in a state of workflow on something that challenged me in uncomfortable ways consistently made me feel good, not to mention the magical feeling that I discovered in spontaneous acts. Just shaking things up a little by going to a different yoga studio or booking a random snorkeling excursion with my son to Moreton Bay. The experiment also challenged me to consider what influence I had on making those feel-good moments occur, highlighting that feeling good in each day is within my control and equally within yours. If I choose to direct my energy, my choices and my actions towards more of these feel-good moments, the likelihood that I will feel happier in each day is heightened. This practice has motivated me to step further outside of my comfort zone and try doing things differently each day, like riding a bike instead of walking since I injured my Achilles, or snorkeling in deeper waters with bigger fish, even though it makes me feel just a little scared. So here's my challenge to you. What if you use this evidence-based positive psychology experiment to start your 2022 a little differently? What if you remove this need for big lofty plans and started with a really simple experiment that provided the space to find that moment for yourself that so many of us are lacking in each day, that space you're craving for, that moment to breathe and focus wholeheartedly on feeling good? What if this simple experiment made you feel happier more often? Would that be a good way to start 2022 and feel like you're making progress around that inner peace that perhaps you yearn for? I'd like you to step into what if and try this experiment on for yourself for at least 1 week. Every day for 1 week, write down 3 good things that have happened. Write down how you've influenced those things in happening and the impact they had on how you feel, and see what it does for you. I'd love for you to share your experience on Instagram, tag me in, or just DM me at hackinghappy.co. And in closing, I just want to ask, if you're looking to feel more aligned and empowered in your daily actions and holistically supported every step of the way, you might want to check out the link in show notes. I'm currently looking for 5 overworked women who struggle to find a minute for themselves, yet long to find the time to calm that inner critic and step into 2022 feeling energized and excited about what's next. If this sounds like you, jump into the show notes for the link to book a discovery call with me today. Until next time, my friends, happiness looks good on you. Bye for now.
Thanks for joining me for today's episode of the Hacking Happy podcast. If there was something that ignited a flame or sparked a thought within you from this conversation, please take a screenshot and share it on your preferred social media platform. Feel free to tag me in Hacking Happy Co. or Penny Licalzo. Reviews are so important to reaching my goal of making 10 million beautiful humans just like yourself happier. So if you enjoyed your listen, please take a moment, leave a review and a rating on your preferred podcast listening platform. Until the next episode, remember, happiness looks good on you. Bye for now.